Welcome to this weekly edition of the BayPay Forum Payments News. My name is Cindy and these were the news from August 19, 2019 to August 23, 2019. This edition is brought to you by Paycademy, the first business school to learn payments in fintech. On August 19, here were the news. Paymaya, OneStore.ph team up for online payments. Line Pay adds support for WeChat Pay. Digital Bank Monzo offers new short-term loans. JCB, Evo payments to enable JCB card acceptance for merchants in the UK and Ireland. More consumers use credit cards for purchases under $10, survey shows. EY teams up with Open Banking Nigeria to develop API standards. Visa, ExxonMobil to promote digital payments in Egypt. Ransomware gains traction, UK BEC fraud spikes. Can email change the payments game for SMBs? BitGo names Pete Nigerian Chief Revenue Officer. Israeli bank Hapoalim selects Wolters Kluwer's credit risk software. Oracle taps into open banking for digital mortgage origination. Absent on the state of spend auditing. Finality makes senior management hires. Pingit gets wearable device e-store. On August 20th, here were the news. Rite Aid updates online and in-store payment processing. Indonesia rolls out national QR code system. Wirecard, OYO expand collaboration on a global scale. Paymaya, total partner for cashless payments in the Philippines. 7-Eleven introduces mobile checkout in New York. WhatsApp in talks to roll out mobile payments service in Indonesia. Intesa Sanpaolo completes tech integration with Bank Morval. Blaze portfolio connects to Ativity. Alibaba to launch sourcing channel, boost wholesale business. HSBC signs new license agreement for Identity's Overlay Plus. UK finance firm launches 40M recruitment fund. Cards remain the most popular payment method in Russia, Mediascope study finds. Accenture acquires Parker Fitzgerald. On August 21, here were the news. Norbank, UnionPay to launch QR-based mobile payments. PayRights Pay Later solution now available online. Apple Card rolls out for all US customers. SIBS launches utilizer MULTIBANCO for ATM access. BankPoint launches Treasury Pipeline solution. ADEC, Librio tie-up to aid supply chain compliance. SAP Ariba, StanChart team on B2B payments. Westpac teams with Copa to revamp SMB's spending in Australia. Commercial bill pay company Plastiq now usable by Visa cardholders. In Ireland, Banking Federation promotes fintech foresight. Securitize becomes NSEC registered transfer agent. Tally appoints Trunerative for customer onboarding. SIBS brings cardless cash withdrawals to Portugal's ATMs. Bank Indonesia mandates single QR code standard. Standard Chartered joins SAP Ariba supply chain ecosystem. Fund That Flip raises $11 million in growth financing from Edison Partners. Square looks for growth beyond payments. Plastiq now available to US Visa commercial cardholders. Cash Flows turns to Akamai for cyber protection. Aussie payment plan company PayRight moves into e-commerce. Ancora on streamlining AP processes with machine learning. Commercial cards take the global B2B payments stage. On August 22, here were the news. RBI allows recurring transactions up to 2,000 Indian rupees on cards. MasterCard, DTPW team up for contactless payments. MasterCard expands global partnership with Riot Games. Tink calls on national regulators to show flexibility around PSD2 deadline. Gambling Commission launches consultation on gambling with credit cards. Europe business lender Iwoka awarded 10M stipend. SEC fines Russian rating firm $269,000 for failing to disclose review payments. Austrian Telekom A1 now accepts cryptocurrency. Factum Protocol launches Pegnet stablecoin. In Latin America, Ripple makes remittance waves. How challenger banks are giving legacy players key opportunities. Chainalysis launches real-time alerts for suspicious cryptocurrency transactions. IPC and Cloud9 collaborate on voice trading system. Grovara CEO talks international, online B2B commerce. Digital banking and branches aren't an either, or proposition. On August 23, here were the news. PayPal plans to enforce tougher gambling policies in Germany. Swiss fintech startup NumRS reaches unicorn status. Brex joins Magento Technology Partner Program. Wirecard signs payments agreement with SunExpress. People's Bank of China to issue fintech development plan. Federal Bank, Lulu Money to offer instant money transfer to India. Xiaomi to launch consumer lending products in India. Wealthfront acquires financial planning startup Grove. Agricultural industry goes tech with OnPay, Zero partnership. OnFido joined by Monese, Cedars, Curve and Be Social in testing portable identity. Ethereum now available on Bitflyer buy, sell. Instarem introduces B2B payments into China from the UK and Europe. Philips 66 partners with WEX for exclusive multi-year private label extension. Revolut hires new treasurer, deputy CFO and director of financial crime risk. CoinSource appoints Drew Rasmussen CTO. Supply chains, aided by AI and robots. Online B2B marketplaces see new funding rounds. Fintech Abu Dhabi plans worldwide tour. This concludes our edition for today. We want to thank again Paycademy, the first business school to learn payments and fintech, for their support. You can find more information on their website at paycademy.com. We hope you enjoyed it and see you tomorrow for our next edition.